Oh, everybody. Here we are in the car. That rhymed. I should have done a third thing. I couldn't think of one. We're not going very far. Yeah, that's a good one. Car and far. Next Eminem, that's for fucking sure. Well, welcome to another thing here. I'm driving over to Nicanor's house to, we were going to have a barbecue. Then he called me to let me know that it's a torrential downpour down there, which I expect to be driving into at any moment. So if you hear that in the background, or if you just hear the sounds of me sort of silently crashing into a ditch or loudly crashing into a ditch, I guess you wouldn't hear the sounds of me silently crashing. I'm pretty new to this radio thing, you guys. Still working it out. Anyway, just, you know, don't tell him I died doing what I loved, but somewhat how I expected, right? Sitting in a car, just talking to myself about the problems of the world. There's a pretty decent chance I would die that way. You know what really pissed me off, I gotta say, I remember in Driver's Ed, they were always saying, you know, oh, 90% of accidents, you know, happen within 10 miles of your house, right? And so they're like, so, you know, you can't just not wear your seatbelt because you're like, I'm just going somewhere real quick because that's how you get dead. But I think that's kind of bullshit. I mean, yes, that's probably true. 90% of accidents happen within 10 miles of your house. But if you're going, no matter how far you go, if you go 10 feet or 10,000 miles, both times you'll be, you know, for 10 miles within 10 miles of your house, right? Let's say you're going on a 20-mile drive. Half of that time, you're within 10 miles of your house. So no matter where you go, you always start and finish within 10 miles of your house. So statistically, yeah, sure, but it's really just because that's where you spend the most time. It's not because, oh, I got so complacent that I don't wear my seatbelt and, you know, inside the car crash helmet when I'm near my house. It's just that's statistics, you guys. I really hate statistics a lot. They're very stupid. Maybe it's just that people are manipulating them to think that I'm going to die in driver's ed. Showed those fuckers. I'm not even dead yet. Been out of driver's ed for years now. Not one death has been caused by my driving. And I'm pretty sure that the coverage on how to podcast while you're driving was minimal. So there you go. Suck it. Going to, you know, I thought I was going to a barbecue until the rain happened. So, I don't know what this is now. A hangout time. I've been doing that a lot, though. It's kind of fun. You go to these summer barbecues. People invite you over. You just bring beer. I feel like I'm slowly becoming sort of a Johnny Appleseed of beer. Because I just go to people's house and bring beer. And, you know, if you bring beer, 90% of the time, you leave 90% of it there, right? Statistically, if we're sticking with the statistics theme of this show. You leave it there most of the time, but it's cool. It's like, you know, I'm just leaving these little beer seeds all over the place. The seeds of drunken, disorderly behavior everywhere. You know, if Johnny Appleseed was awesome. I'm still not really clear on whether or not he was a real guy. I mean, how could that be real? And what was his problem? You know, he's just going to go around and plant apple trees everywhere. There's no apple trees by me, by the way. So if he's so fucking great, I don't think he did a very good job here. I feel like he made a couple orchards that, you know, got bought up by these big juice companies, Treetop or whoever makes apple juice. And so apparently apple juice doesn't need to be refrigerated either, which is a pretty good reason to not trust that. Because seriously, how is that possible? It could just sit on the shelf for a month and still be the same? That's not good. That's not a good environment. That can't be true, right? It must be fermenting and just turning into poisons as it sits there. But hey, the store probably doesn't know what they're doing, right? So, fuck them. I was doing my Johnny beer seed lid thing last weekend, but I ran into a problem because it was, you know, 4th of July. So I thought I would just walk over to my local grocer. And then across the street from there to my local liquorer and just pick up liquor. But they were closed. Because this liquor store by me is kind of annoying, I think. They sort of think that they're special. You know, I feel like they've always wanted to be a wine store. They have this sort of painted thing of, like, grapes on the side of their building. You know, and I feel like they wanted to be a wine store, and then they were just like, well, and I guess we'll also carry, you know, people booze as well. So they do this fucking... People are not aware of how to drive. I mean, why should I be podcasting and driving and know that this guy is here and he doesn't know I'm here? I think they wanted to be, you know, something fancy, and then they just kind of had to accept that not all of us like to drink wine. Doesn't mean we're not fancy. I happen to be not fancy and not drink wine, so I kind of am not the best person to make this argument, but you know what I'm saying. Not a fancy wino. Not drinking that night train out of a tall glass with an impossibly small stem. It's not who I am. So I went to go there, but they were closed so that their employees could spend their days with the families or whatever. I always hate that on holidays, right? I mean, if at my work, if they were saying, you know, you could take off any day you want if you work Christmas, I'd work Christmas. I don't really care about Christmas. That's not a big holiday for me. Maybe if I have a kid and I have to sort of make-believe them into thinking there's a Santa, I could see why. I wouldn't want to go to work on Christmas Eve and Christmas. I'm going to be exhausted from all this fake Santa nonsense. But for me, as a guy now, I don't really need that time, you know? That's not something I'm looking forward to. So, you know, I think 4th of July, they should do the same thing. There's got to be someone who works at this liquor store who's just like, oh, listen, I'm not a big 4th of July guy. I'm not into that so much. So, just, you know, I'll work that day. Take off another day. And, you know, it'd be nice to take off another day. You take off the following Monday or something and, I don't know, go to IKEA or whatever. Whatever's good to do on a day off when all the animals are at work. So I went to go there and it was closed. So then, you know, I had to calculate my options here. And I kind of figured, all right, well, I have a 6-pack of reasonably nice beer. The only problem being, it's a 5-pack because a friend came over and drank one, you know? Because he brought some of his own beers and then also had one of mine, which was cool. And he actually left another one, too, Johnny Appleseeding in his own way, making our own hybrid breed there. The only But it's not a matching beer. So the dilemma I was left with was, okay, well, I'm going to just bring these beers. I mean, it's not going to a huge party or something. I'm not going to have 6 myself. So this is fine. 5 is probably fine. But do I bring it and leave the little one container empty, the little one beer slot empty? Or do I just put another inferior beer in there? Because I did have a Budweiser, of course. The king of beers. So which looks worse? 5 beers, one open slot. Or 6 beers, but one's a Budweiser. And, you know, it's not as good. And it's, you know, neither way really gets me out of explaining what happened. You know, none of them are... In no way is this a complete 6-pack, right? That's not happening. I'm not going to get that lucky. But, I don't know. I had to make a decision, you know? So I decided to go with the 6th beer. Because I figured, well, maybe I could just bring that and I'll just drink that one immediately. You know, which I didn't. But I could have. So, you know, I went and I explained the whole thing and, you know, the guy at the door was like, you know, I was like, well, I didn't know which was less classy. 5 beers with an empty slot or 6 beers, one a Budweiser mismatched. And he said, yeah, I don't know either. But, you know, he was happy to have them either way. But it was, as a conundrum goes, he didn't have an answer for me either. However, I was telling my office mate about this dilemma. This has kind of been, you know, the thing that's run my life the last few days is this dilemma. And she had a great solution. Because it was a, you know, an eating situation, I brought some cupcakes as well. And she was like, why didn't you just wrap the cupcakes and then stack them in the one empty slot? And I was like, oh my God, that's a fucking awesome idea. I could have just put something else in there. You know what I mean? Like, I have pretzel rods. I could have just stuck a cup in there, put some pretzel rods in there, and then it looks like I brought beer and pretzels. It looks like that was on purpose. You know, or you could just, you could really put any other food item in there that goes along with the beer or the holiday or the theme of where you're going. I mean, I don't know, you could probably get away with a lot if you did it that way. So probably you should just keep pretzels on hand. You know, and you could probably go up to 2 slots worth of pretzels, maybe even 3. I'd say once you get up to 4, 5, 6 that you're taking advantage of the situation a little bit. You probably just need to find an open liquor store instead. So let's not get crazy. Well, you know, I mean, I guess, yeah, I'm acting like I'm doing you guys this huge favor. I'm guessing most of you have never been in that situation, or if so, have been once. And what are the odds that you happen to have homemade cupcakes or pretzel rods on hand? I mean, that's not a thing, right? But man, that's a good idea. I don't know, they should sell 6 packs of beer with 1 beer missing and like pretzel rods in there. Just, they give you a little discount. It's like being at a bar, you know, in your home. And drinking the same thing over and over and watching a big TV and not having to argue with anyone about what you're watching. So it's like a bar, but great. It got me thinking, though, about these liquor stores. Because, you know, they're all a little different. Like, they all have their own little differences about how they run their business and what they like to do and all that kind of stuff. You know, and the one by my house, I mean, that's okay. Pros, it's by my house. It's got an okay selection. I mean, it's got all that shit that you would expect to find at a liquor store. You know, it's got your standard beers, your cheap beers, and then a handful of upper beers. The other thing, I don't know if anyone outside of Colorado listens to this at all. I would be sort of amazed. But just in case, and you're not familiar with Colorado, we have, I mean, it seems like an endless number of breweries in Colorado. You know, in Denver and Breckenridge and Fort Collins, they just each seem to have about 400 breweries, I would say. So you can go to the liquor store and see 10 different kinds of beers that you've never heard of. I mean, I just bought something called Hoss Rye Lager. I have no fucking idea what it is. I just figured, well, this is, I like this package. It's got almost a flannel look to it. It's called Hoss. Fine. I mean, really, really, these breweries should probably make sure they're just hiring good graphic designers, because if I'm interested in, you know, creative people for the names, because if that sells me on it, I'll probably just buy it. You know, that seems to be, you know, I bought Little Kings. Those weren't that great, but they were little, and they were called Little Kings. That was enough for me. So, I, you know, just probably be good on that, and we'll be good. I'll buy your shit. I'm dumb. Dumb as hell. And, you know, it's kind of fun when you go to just pick something out to just say, well, got a lot of options. I'll just try something different. I mean, sometimes you want to just go, and you just need to get loaded. And sometimes you just, you know, need to get loaded. But you're willing to take an adventure along the way, you know? It's like the difference between just sitting in a pool in your yard in a kiddie pool, sad and alone by yourself, eating a bag of Doritos, getting the Dorito dust in the water and not even caring, or going on a water slide. It pretty much accomplishes the same goal either way, but, you know, one's a little more involved and a little more risk, but benefits are good. It's worth it most of the time. So, yeah, the liquor store, and the other thing is, I mean, you know, clearly I'm prejudiced against wine, and that's where we bought all that wine for, you know, see previous episode, I don't know, somewhere in the 40s, where I drank far too much wine and didn't really learn. I mean, they taught me a lot about it, I just didn't learn anything, because I'm not a good learner. Also, you know, I think that for every glass of wine I drink, and when I say glass, I mean a full glass, okay? I mean, I was challenging the structural integrity of those stems on those glasses because they were so full, but maybe that's what they should do. Maybe that's why those glasses are made like that. They're designed so that if you overfill them, they just tip over and break, so you don't drink that much, and you say, oh, you're right, I don't need to drink that much. But anyway, that's where we bought all that wine. And, you know, so I have some probably prejudicial feelings about that particular store. There's also used to be a guy who worked there that I didn't really like for no real reason. He played the same inline hockey league as I did, and he was kind of a dildo. But I don't know. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's like 15 years ago. I'm sure he's fine. Or he's not, but he's not going to take it out on me anymore. That's for damn sure. I'm sure he's got his own family to take it out on by now. So that's the one closest to me. Now, there's one I prefer that's got, Gordon's, right? So that's down by the college, which you would think would make... Jesus Christ, there's a guy going like fucking 90 on this road. Does that amaze anybody else? I mean, it feels like no matter how fast I go, I'm going to be on the road with someone going twice as fast. Like, sometimes I'm driving, I'm a little like, okay, I seem to be passing a lot of people. Maybe I'm going too fast, you know? And then there's somebody going who shoots past me like I'm standing fucking still. Every time. So I don't know. Maybe it's just drive as fast as you want. Maybe the rules aren't as important as I think. Got some serious rain going on here. You hear that shit? It's kind of intense. Hopefully we survive. If this is my last will and testament. Well, thanks for the rain, guys. I don't know. How would you even hear this? I would certainly hope that if I died, this dies with me. I should probably make something that takes down all my web stuff if I die. That would be a great add-on to your insurance. You pay an extra $3 a month, and then when you die, they make sure all your web stuff goes down. I'll tell you this right now. If I go down, do not post something on my fucking Facebook about, oh, we miss you and we love you. I don't think I'm going to be able to read that as a ghost. I mean, I guess it challenges everything I think about being a ghost, really. But I don't think I'm going to be able to read it. And even if I can, if somehow my ghost powers are such that I can log into Facebook, type in a password, all that stuff, I don't think I'm going to elect to do that. I think I have other things to occupy my time. This is insane, this weather. I feel like I'm shouting now because it's loud in my ears, but I don't know if it's loud for you guys. You know what? I'll just have to do my best, man. Driving slow to Nicanor's. This is fucking crazy. Isn't that one of the things, though? I mean, I gotta say, if you ever want to be popular with old people or as an old man, you should probably go into meteorology. Because old people love talking about the fucking weather. I bet weathermen are like the kings of small talk, really. Because if someone's like, yeah, it looks like weather's moving... Well, maybe they're bad at it, though. Because if someone says, oh, yeah, it looks like weather moving in, they're like, actually, that's just a low-pressure system, and that's going to push all this weather right by us. They'll probably see some light precipitation up in Cheyenne, but I think we're going to be just fine down here. You know, maybe it's like if you were a baseball coach and people were making small talk about baseball, you'd quickly get disgusted because you're like, yeah, okay. Listen, you clearly don't spend 80 hours a week talking and thinking about baseball, so maybe your opinion doesn't really matter to me. So Gordon's, liquor store, it's by the college, which you would think might make it shitty because, it's by the college, but it's not. There are, in fact, two other liquor stores that are a little further from Gordon's that are the college shitty liquor stores. Gordon's is nice. It's just got everything, man. They've got a ton of selection. And you know what I like about that place? They just fucking... You go to check out, and they don't seem real bossy about, you're getting this and that. And also, they have the total legit checkout line thing where it's like a conveyor belt. It's very short conveyor belt, but it's a conveyor belt, which is good. Because if you ever bought a lot of stuff, if you've ever had to go somewhere and buy, eight six-packs or something... Or, 5, 12 packs, or I don't know how the math works, but you know what I'm saying, a lot of booze. Then you know it's kind of weird when you go to the liquor store and you have to heft it up on that counter and they're looking at you like, hey, buddy, you're going to have a fun night, huh? That does happen to me there, though, sometimes. I mean, the last time I was there, I'd bought a burrito next door and I was buying a bottle of whiskey and the lady's like, you got a burrito? You got whiskey? That's going to be your day. You're set, huh? I don't know. I don't like people just assuming. I probably ate the whole burrito. Probably not going to drink the whole whiskey that day. You know, I know my limits. I know my limits on whiskey. Not as much good on burritos. But I know one of my limits, which is one burrito. Maybe even a little less. Kind of overshoot that one and get burrito drunk, which is another way of saying full and sick. So Gordon's is good. Down the street from there, we have one that I believe is called Liquor. You know, just Liquor. And I've only been there once. It was New Year's Eve. And what was so fascinating about this liquor store, this is so crazy to me, by the way. Let's just stop for a second. I mean, this is an insane rain. You know what I mean? Where you're just sort of following the car ahead of you with no vision of what you're doing. And I'm just like sitting here talking into this microphone like that matters. Like, a good thing I got this with me, you know? That's going to help. And everybody else is getting off the road. I feel like that's a bad sign. Like, they're listening to the radio and the radio's telling them, "Whoa, get off the road. It's getting dangerous." I mean, I did just, you know, hit a deep spot here. I don't know, man. This is getting risky. We'll just have to see if I can make it to Nicanor's house. I pray. Just pray this minivan keeps guiding me like, you know, York was enslaved to guide Lewis and Clark. I'll hope that this van will take me. I'm gonna have to turn on the goddamn defroster in the summer. That's horrible. Oh god, the heat. I can feel it already. The things I do for going to barbecues, huh? The truck up here has its hazard lights on. That's real nice. Oh, now we're coming to a stop for some reason. Oh my god, this is crazy. Just shooting up water all over the place. Wow. All right. I might need to pull off to the side here and give Nicanor a call. Say, I don't know about this, buddy. I don't know if this is going to work out for us. Just got to make this little turn here. All right. You guys just hold on for a second. I'm going to give him a call. I'll be right back. Okay, so it appears that... you know, the rain has stopped where he is. So I'm just going to keep on keeping on then and assume that, you know, I'm not going to be trapped in Brighton for the rest of my life. So here we go. So anyway, I went to this other liquor store on New Year's Eve. And, it was one of these ones that looks a little scary from the outside, and then you go inside, and that's when it gets real fucking scary. You know, there's... 5 people work in there for some reason, which is never a good sign, because there's no operation of a liquor store that should involve that many fucking people. And they're not really doing anything, and so when you walk in, the thing is, you walk in and none of them are like, there's 5 of us, one of us should take the initiative to like greet the customers or whatever. Instead, it's just like, let's all just give him the stink eye because he's an outsider, you know. And then we went there and something was real up, because they had, your normal cheap beers, except also all the 12 packs were open. Like, the cardboard was open. So you just had to sort of, it was like a box that someone had just dropped beers into. And, you know, I was a little loaded, and I tried to ask the proprietor about what the hell's going on with these open boxes of beers, you know? And he's like, oh, well, I can sell them to you cheaper that way. Which I took as sort of a sly answer to, you know, where he's saying, I got some kind of shady backroom shit going on here. These are the rejects from the factory. But they just box them all up for me, because they're fine for me. They were, however, one of our friends, Val, ripped a $20 bill in half. And they were really helpful about taping it up for her so she could spend it. Wherever, I mean, maybe they were just bored. They probably bored. They're fucking, it was New Year's Eve, like 11 p.m. They're clearly not going anywhere. So it could have been pure boredom. Beyond that is the, there's a Middle Eastern man who runs a little place that has been very creatively named the Al-Qaeda Mart, you know. Because that was about that time. But, what's crazy about that place, I mean, this place is fucking tiny, and it's got all the worst shit. You know what I mean? If you want liquors that are all the colors of flavor ice, then you're in the right spot if you're in that mart. But the fucking guy who works there could not be a nicer guy. He's so fucking nice that you feel like he remembers you when you go in, even though he couldn't possibly, but he's always like, "Hello, my friend, how are you?" and blah, blah, blah. You know, and says, like, "Have a very good night, be safe," all that. I mean, he's very caring. He's very fatherly. It's a nice touch to the liquor store, you know. I mean, the other one is scary people. The one is kind of like trying to be your buddy. The one by my place is a guy I played inline hockey with. And this guy is almost fatherly. So, you know, of the options, that's certainly one of my favorites, you know. I was just saying, Val ripped this dollar in half. We went and saw, of course, Lucero on the 3rd of July, and it was fucking awesome. We drove down late to Boulder. Val drove. The best part of the evening, sometimes people ask me about, you know, no one asks me, but I try to explain in what way Val is funny, because she's really funny. And when she, biggest laugh of the whole night, we're driving down, we're in Boulder, you know, downtown, and she's driving, we're right near the venue. She's like, "All right, guys, so here's what I'm thinking for the plan. I'm gonna park and then we'll go eat," which has been our plan the whole night, you know. So I had to be like, "Wait a minute, you're saying, so your plan that you concocted just now, I mean, is this, how long have you been working on this plan? You were going to park the vehicle so we can exit it, and then we'll go eat," which is what we were going to do. So basically, your plan is to not force us to roll out of the vehicle as we drive. I mean, I appreciated the keeping us updated. I guess that's a nice feature of Val. You know, we knew where we stood. There wasn't going to be any surprise about what we were doing. I like that. You know, so then we park and we go eat somewhere. And you know what? We're going down the street, and I was nervous. I was nervous for this show because last time we saw Lucero, everyone was too drunk. Not us. We were not drunk enough to enjoy how drunk everybody else was because they were real loaded. You know, and it's like people who sort of want to be your friend and sort of want to punch you in the face or something. And I was a little nervous because as we were walking down the roads in Boulder, there were definitely a lot of drunk people out and about. You know, we went to go in this burger place for dinner. And there was a drunk group of people who sort of made one... They stood across from each other, like Red Rover style, but then put their hands up in the air and leaned in to make sort of a long teepee tunnel for us, which I didn't know that's what they were doing, you know? And we went to the burger place, and I was like, "Shit, it's closed." And then they were standing on the sidewalk, and they were like, "Guys, you were supposed to go through the tunnel." You know, and I said... I was pretty mad about the burger place being closed. And also, I was like, how was I supposed to know that's what we were supposed to do? I didn't know that was a walk-through tunnel. I thought you guys were just weird about high fives or something, you know? So he says, "You were supposed to go through the tunnel." And I, and they were drunk, and I was worried about encountering drunk people. And it just said, "You know what, guys? We're actually pretty busy right now lamenting that this burger place is closed, so it's not a good time for us." And then we left. And then as we walked away, I was like, I feel kind of bad. That might have been a little overly harsh. But what can you fucking do, you know? They should have said, "Through the tunnel! Through the tunnel!" And they should have also bought us 8 drinks before that so that we would have been in the same place as they were, which is a place where you think, you know what? Teepee tunnel made by strangers. I'm doing that. You know, people like to do that stuff when they're loaded, I think. But I don't like to go through the tunnel when I'm not loaded, or make the tunnel. I don't know which is worse. I'd probably rather go through the tunnel, because at least that's a one-man operation. But, you know, what am I going to do, too? Be like, "Val, Nick, and Org, you guys wait here a second. I got to go through this fucking tunnel." And then out and around and back up the street on the other side. This three-person tunnel. Three-person length, 6 people. I don't know how they coordinated the whole thing without us really noticing, too, of like, "All right, you guys get on that side. We're going to get on this side. We're going to make a fucking tunnel for these guys. They're going to go through it. It's going to be awesome." It didn't work out. It wasn't awesome. But, you know, I appreciate the effort. And if you're out there somewhere, God knows. I mean, God knows you're out there somewhere, but, you know, I appreciate the tunnel. You did what you could. You were having a good night. It's not your fault. I wasn't really at that point. But we had fun. So then we went to, you know, we just had burritos and went to the show. We were walking by. So Nicanor got his, he had his leftovers. And we were going to take it to the car, which couldn't have been 50 feet from the front door of the place. So we walk by the place, and I'm like, oh, fuck, they're playing. I can hear it right now. We got to hurry. You know, I was like that kid who gets the golden ticket, and the guy's like, run, run home as fast as you can, you know. That guy was, I don't know if he knows how important that little part of that movie was that he played, where he's just like, run, Charlie, run, you know. But that was really great. I really enjoyed that guy was so into it and seemed to understand the importance. I mean, because, you know, he was kind of getting mobbed by kids, and then that guy is like, you get away from him. Now run, Charlie, you know. He was a minor role in that movie, but he really kind of saved the day in a lot of ways. Unsung hero of Willy Wonka. So I was like, you know, Charlie, running past the thing, you know, and Nicanor's got his leftovers, and I just was like, fuck it, throw him in the sewer, light him on fire, let's get out of here. We got to go inside right now, you know. Go inside, and it was perfect, man. It wasn't that crowded. People were not that wasted, with a few exceptions. There was one very old man who, there's always like an old guy who's real into dancing. And I mean, like, he wants to sort of ballroom dance with strangers. You know what I mean? But he's a little aggressive about it. I mean, like, he, you know, he went up to this girl and basically took her beer out of her hand and set it on a table and then danced with her for a song. And then he went back and retrieved the beer. But, you know, you can't, if someone took my beer out of my hand and set it on a table, you know, and then wanted to dance with me, if it was some nice lady, I'd probably be sort of cool with it. But for those few seconds when she just took it out of my hand, I'd be like, what the fuck is happening? You know, I would assume she was going to break it over my head or something. But also, I mean, there's something unsavory about it, right? It's not the same. I mean, you don't see this equivalent going the other way. I've never had like a 60-year-old woman just sort of grab me and be like, let's dance to this music, you know. But, you know, and this is like a 60-year-old guy, and he's grabbing these young chicks and dancing with them. And then, you know, sometimes he didn't have a partner, so he was just kind of soft shoeing on it. I mean, he's clearly wearing dance shoes. He came there to dance, which is okay, but it's a little weird, right? I mean, I don't think everybody else, you should probably find someone who wants to go and dance with you. Just so, because if he was there with a lady who looked to be about his age, and then they split up and dance with other people, I could live with that. I could be like, all right, they're fucking weird, but I don't know. It's just a lack of planning that I have a problem with. What if no one, and you know, and the thing is, in a concert, you can't really say, no thanks, buddy. But what was great is he was dancing with people, and it was a little uncomfortable, but it was happening right in front of us, so we got to watch the whole thing, you know, and because he was dancing around and because, you know, people didn't want to get involved, he sort of cleared out an area in front of us. I mean, it was kind of, if I had known that this sort of thing would have this sort of effect, I should have gotten a business card from him to hire him to come to shows with me and be like, just start dancing with girls in front of me and you'll fucking clear out the whole place so I can watch the show in peace. There was one other guy who was, and that guy, what's hard, I mean, I assume he's loaded based on his behavior, but I really don't know. I mean, he other than the fact that he seemed to be dancing around, he didn't seem particularly drunk. He was still light on his feet or whatever. I mean, I guess I personally associate dancing with being real fucking loaded, especially that amount of dancing. You know, the kind of dancing where I get home and I'm like, first I think I'm hungover the next day, and then I realize I'm just sore from dancing, which is always a bad sign. If I'm sore from dancing, I was dancing and way too drunk. That's probably the best, you know, thing for me. That's when I'm going to hit my rock bottom, I think. I'll wake up and I'll be too sore to get out of a bed, and someone will be like, you were really fucking dancing last night, and I'll be like, this has got to stop. This is where it ends. For me, no more, you know. And I'll be at the AA meeting. I'll never forget that day. Someone took fucking iPhone video of me dancing. I realized what happens. I turn into a beast, an animal. It's horrible. an arrhythmic animal. You know, whatever the least rhythmic animal is, a toucan or something. I don't know. Awkward animal. Giraffe? They don't seem like they'd be good at dancing. All length. No hips, really, it seems like. Or their hips are the wrong way. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know enough about dancing or animals to make this decision. But if you have ideas about which animals would be shit at dancing, I'm up to, you know, comment on that. Anyway. Completely lost my thread there. Oh, okay. Okay, concert. We're talking concert. There's another guy there who was real fucking loaded. And so this venue is kind of like a tiered thing. So you'll be on a tier, and then there's a rail, and with two openings for stairs to go down to the next tier, and it just goes down like four or five to the front of the stage. So we're on like one of the bottom tiers, and this guy comes staggering back to where we are and basically lays on the tier. We're standing right next to the rail, right in front of a rail, and he lays down on the floor that the rail is attached to, you know. So he's got his feet on the floor where we're standing, but his body and head are laying on the tier above us. And he's just completely laid out. And he kept trying to talk to Nicanor. I don't know what he was trying to say to him. I mean, at first it seemed friendly. It seemed like he was trying to give him a cigarette, but I'm not really sure on that one. I mean, his motives were not crystallized at that point. And then it seemed like he was kind of mad at him. And then, you know, eventually someone who works at the place is like, I think it's time to throw this man out because he's just napping. You know, I'm sure they don't have a rule against napping, but it just seems like he doesn't need to be there anymore, right? He's not enjoying it. It's probably time for him to leave, and so they're trying to get him up, and he kept pointing to Nicanor and was trying to say that, like, Nicanor was making trouble. Nicanor needs to get thrown out, and Nicanor is just standing there enjoying a show, and this guy is laying on the ground waving cigarettes around, you know, and one of these two people needs to be tossed. I don't know. Maybe you decide which one. Hard to say, right? It's really hard to say. Either one is a pretty good candidate for being thrown out. I would, you know, I would wait. If I worked there, it'd be a tough decision, man. It'd be real tough. Because on the one hand, you've got this guy who's pleasantly and quietly enjoying his show. On the other hand, you've got this guy who is really doing it hard. So you don't want to interrupt that kind of a streak. That's a pretty important thing to have going. I spent most of today cleaning my apartment. It's funny when you tell people that you've been cleaning all day. You know, they're like, what'd you do today? And you're like, cleaning. Because they're always like, oh, that's nice. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's horrible. You just fucking, I don't know. For one thing, I don't know, maybe a house is better, and maybe an apartment that's not so underground is better, but, like, I just basically open up bottles and just fumitize the entire place for a day, you know? I expect to go home and find just dead bugs laying face up on the carpet, because the fumes have just finished them, you know? There's nowhere for the air to escape, and it's not air anymore, it's a gas. You know, I think I could look across the 10-foot span of my apartment and see those sort of, like, gas waves you can see, like, in the heat in the desert or whatever, those vapor waves on the street. You can see those inside the apartment, you know, the difference being it's, like, Tilex and Pledge and, what's that, Pine Sol, Formula 409, whatever the hell that's supposed to be for. The other thing is, it seems like these cleaners all, I mean, they all seem to be like, use me on everything, you know? Use me on your sink. Use me on the floor. Use me on the windows. Use me on the door. I mean, they don't have any specificity anymore, which is a problem for me. I want the thing that does the sink, damn it. And does the sink better than anything else and has chemical properties such that if you used it on the bathtub, it would be destroyed, you know? Or if you sprayed this on a wooden door, it would just eat a hole in the door. And vice versa. I want to use a wood cleaner that would somehow stain a sink brown or something, you know? I just want it to be the best thing for each thing. You know, I was cleaning the shower. That's always the most frustrating thing in the world. Because I go in the shower to get clean and use soap to clean my body. And then I'm supposed to, you know, I don't know. Somehow the shower is getting dirty from what I do to get clean. That makes no fucking sense to me. Like, what is the soap sticking to on the wall? How is that happening? And how come there's not some product that I can use on my body that doesn't stick to the shower to clean myself? Like, why am I cleaning a shower? I mean, are people cleaning their toothbrush? Do you use your toothbrush and then, I mean, we rinse it, but do you put it in, like, that blue barber's liquid or something? Because you use it to clean your teeth. It's got clean stuff on it, right? It should be fairly clean when you're done. I did drop my toothbrush in the sink, which had been full of chemicals all day, and then put it back in my mouth, and I gotta say, it tasted pretty crazy. But, I mean, I've had so many chemicals that I've eaten at this point for, you know, dentist-prescribed stuff. I figure, what's the harm? What's the worst that a little scrubbing bubbles is going to do at this point? My innards are just probably... Well, they're either very clean or very destroyed, but it's hard to say. It's like a countertop that someone took the finish off of by pouring gasoline all over it, and it's like, well, it's clean as shit, but you're never going to use that again. It's also completely warped. You know, so kiss that goodbye. I have to keep switching back to this goddamn defroster, and then I start boiling in here. This is a horrible way to live this summer. This summertime extravaganza we're having. Only a few short weeks away from our Waterworld trip. If you guys wanted to come to that, we're going to go to Waterworld. I anticipate that it'll be very fun for 2 or 3 hours, and then I will be tired and want to go home. Probably I'll also be grumpy for the first hour, so really we'll have 2 good hours in there. We're having a good mood, and the rides feel good. I mean, after a while, there's only so many times you can go down a water slide before you just start thinking, I don't know, I could just be at home on the couch. I mean, that's a pretty fun ride. It's such a weird thing, getting older, that... I don't know. I mean, I guess it's supposed to be sad, right? It should be sad that sometimes I am like... I'm pretty excited to go home and, like, lay sideways on the couch. And just lay there, or, you know... Or you get excited to go to bed. You're like... Sometimes I'll be sitting at my desk, looking at the computer, and I will literally think... Man, when I get home and go to bed, that's going to be pretty fucking sweet. That's going to be a highlight of the day. I think that's supposed to be sad, but I don't really feel sad about it. I think it's nice. I'm still excited. I'm still happy to be going to that bed. It's still a thing that I'm going to enjoy. I don't know. I did the thing, too, where, you know, this is a good apartment clean. So I took everything out of the cabinets in the kitchen and got rid of some shit. Which is always astounding, because you'll always find something. You know, I find... What, malt mix, right? Whatever that stuff is, malted something. I'm like, oh, I wonder how long ago this should have gone out. And it's like, August of 2009 is when it's Best Buy, you know? So I'm like, okay, this has been in here for 4 years. That's kind of incredible. Should have gotten... clearly, you know, you save this shit, like malt whatever. I don't know what that is. You know, my ex really was into making malts, so we got it. But I was never super into that. I mean, she was good at it, but I wouldn't do that effort myself. I'm not the kind of person to get out a blender and ice cream and all that stuff. That's a lot of shit to do. You know. It's kind of a metaphor for the whole relationship, right? It's like, I don't know, it was a lot nicer at the time, but it was a lot of work too, and I won't do it for myself. So it was something she was into, so it's from when we were together, I suppose. And, you know, so you keep stuff like that because you're like, maybe I'm going to want to use this to make a malt at some point. And then even today as I pulled it out, I was like, well, I don't know, this probably doesn't need to go. And then I'm like, okay. Well, it's almost full, and you've had it for 5 years at this point. I mean, you could probably just spend $3.99 and get another. You don't need it that badly, clearly, if it's gone this long. You just don't need it. I wish spices did that, too. I wish they had some kind of an indicator on how long they'd been in the spice thing, because you could say, all right, I'm never using this. This could probably go. You know, it's not going to, it's going to last me far too long. It's not even, it shouldn't even be on the shelf. It's probably full of mealworms at this point. You know, other shit like, and this, it's so easy though, because the other thing is, all right, cereal wasn't kept in the cabinet. So my roommate had cereal on top of the fridge when he moved out, and eventually after he moved out, I got around to, like, I should throw these away, because I'm not going to eat his cereals, you know, I don't want them. There was one that, you know, I don't know, it was probably a Raisin Bran or something like that, but it had become such a fixture of the kitchen that I just got used to seeing it, and it didn't even strike me as being a food item. It was more of a, like, this is part of the design of the fridge. You know, it's just a tumor on top of the fridge that's just always been there. You know, or you know how you pet a dog and it's got that little lump in the top middle of its head? Right on the back there, on their skull? It's like that, you know? It's just a little thing that's on there that once in a while you notice it and you're like, oh, look at that there. But you don't ever think, hey, I should, you know, this is a situation of some type that I should get involved in. It's just like, let's... you just walk right by. You know, so I go to throw that out. It's been expired for 2 or 3 years, I think. I mean, who knows? Who knows? I don't know. Maybe this bug thing, too. I'm hoping that all the fumes and whatnot will destroy the bugs. I've been kind of doing a catch-and-release program with the bugs, hoping that they'll spread the word to stay out. I mean, I don't know if it's working or not. We'll find out tonight. I figure it's so clean that they'll either say, all right, now's my time to strike, there's no competition, or they'll say, oh, this is not a place for us. We don't like to live in the clean. We like the dirtiness of the rest of the world, you know? I don't know. I don't know what they think, as we've covered. I saw this candy the other day, and it was like ants. It was a candy of ants. Basically, it was a Jolly Rancher full of ants. And it really bothered me because I was thinking, there's no way these ants are dead before they get covered in molten candy, right? They're probably just pushed in a machine and then, I mean, are they euthanizing the ants somehow? Like, you know, at the slaughterhouse, when a cow goes down, they like hit it with that cow puncher and just punch a hole in its brain. And even that, there's arguments over how instantaneous that is and frightening. I mean, they're not using a tiny ant brain puncher in her, are they? I mean, I know they're not. I'm not asking. So how are they, what are they doing to these ants? Do they suck out all the oxygen or use some kind of ant gas? Fucking ants, man. And why are we don't need to eat ants, right? Is that just a why the fuck not kind of thing? You know, I don't know. I'm not a hunter, as we all can probably guess and know and insinuate. But, you know, and they say that thing of like, well, if you fish or hunt and then you eat it, it's fine, which I say, yeah, maybe. You don't really need to do that, though, right? I feel like there's a lot of people making that stuff for you. I mean, it's not like you catch that fish and then someone picks up the phone and calls Long John Silver's and says, oh, you know what? Throw one back. This guy got one, so he's not coming by later. Steve called. Hey, this is Jim from Wendy's. This is the slaughterhouse. Yeah, kill one less cow today. Yeah, we got a call. Dale got a deer today. So we don't need to kill that one. This is great news, huh? Cow gets to live another day. Wendy's, you know, I mean, we'll take the loss. It's only a fucking couple double stacks, and he's got some venison. He said he'd bring by some jerky for you and for me. All right. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye. I mean, fuck that. You know, it's crazy. It's a crazy way to live. You know, and we don't eat goldfish. They're not just putting those in molten candy so we can eat them. That's weirder. And ants, what are they? That's not meat, is it? Are ants protein? I mean, this is a question for Bear Grylls or whatever. But are they protein? Are they? And they couldn't be much protein. If they're protein, they should just start putting ants inside of Tic Tacs. Because that's like the perfect size. It could be a little ant capsule. Then it'd be Tic Tacs with protein. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but Tums did take the idea of making their Tums into mints from this show. Someone there is listening, so maybe they're also involved with Tic Tacs, and they could start putting ants inside of those. This would be a good test, actually, because that's not a good idea to do. So if they do that, you know they're just listening to this and taking my advice for God knows what reason. God knows. Yeah, the Tums Mints thing was a big hit, and so we kept listening to this guy. We thought he had a lot of good ideas. The Ant Tic Tac thing didn't pan out the way that the Tums Mints did. Wasn't a selling point, even though he said now with protein, you know. I'm not even sure ants are protein, though. I think they might just be like eggshell material or colored black with a marker. Or, I don't know, tiny grapes or something. I'm not sure what's inside. I'm not sure that there's anything inside of an ant. I feel like if you hit an ant with a tiny hammer, it would just crack and you'd see it was hollow and it would just keep walking around. You know, they're powered by ghosts of other ants because God knows there's plenty of fucking ant ghosts around. Ooh, that's a good idea for a movie. Ants all start becoming ghosts. People are terrorized by ghost ants. You know, they're not really dying, but they're very annoyed. Maybe one guy in a wheelchair loses part of his foot because he didn't notice it was happening until it was too late. And because ant ghosts don't really know the difference between a wheelchair foot and a regular foot, you know, they didn't know when they were alive. How are they going to know now? It seems unlikely. You know what? With that, I think it's probably time for me to go. I think once I start talking about ant ghosts and their opinions on wheelchair feet, that I might be tapped out for the day. I don't know. You let me know what you think about that. Thanks for listening again. I am almost to Nicanor, so I think I'll probably live. I mean, if I don't, you know, sorry. Sorry if I owed you something or if we had a plan for some other time. And, you know, keep on fucking... I don't know. Okay, bye.
Talk my way.